you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling kind of desperate today. Desperate to go outside because it's like about awesome degrees out
it's
right
awesome
now.
Degrees out?
It's awesome degrees
I'm
out.
I'm surprised that you don't do the local weather segments. You're not, you know, a meteorologist here in Philadelphia.
Part-time job scientist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. It's awesome degrees outside.
That's enough for me. I'm going outside.
Well, we have someone on the line, Mark, who knows a little bit about your desperation to get outside.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We're joined by Desperate Landscapes host, licensed contractor, and home improvement polymath, I'm going with, Jason Cameron. Are you with us, Jason?
I am with you guys. It is awesome degrees out. That's a great way to describe it.
Oh, no. You agree with him.
Yeah.
That's almost as accurate as what we normally get from the weather people anyway. So I'll take awesome degrees.
So are you in the Northeast at this time?
I'm actually I'm at Bristol Speedway, believe it or not, in Tennessee. We're actually doing a man cave episode today and the next couple of days at the Speedway. So exciting. I'm actually looking down on the short track right now, which is pretty amazing. I'm in one of the VIP booths.
Wow.
Nice. Nice. Now, yeah. Do they have all kinds of chicken wings and other things that get eaten in a VIP booth at a race car event? Shrimp and so forth.
There will be when we're done with it.
That is so cool that you get to go there to do man caves. I mean, like, you guys go everywhere for that show. I even saw that, was it there, like, the Wax Museum?
Yes, Madame Tussauds in New York. We actually, and this is the funny thing, is that people always ask me, do I have a man cave yet? And my sad response is no, because we've shot over 100 episodes, and my co-host, Tony Siragusa, Goose, has, his house has a man cave, his restaurant has a man cave, and now his wax figure at Madame Tussauds has a man cave, thanks to me, and me, no man cave yet, so that's pretty sad.
So basically you're being beaten out by inanimate objects.
Pretty much. That's what it boils down to. They were going to do a wax figure of both Goose and I, but they chose to do Goose first, and that was the problem, because they probably ran out of wax.
Oh,
well, maybe it's because you don't have a man cave so that you could do like a spinoff of both of your shows, so it could be Desperate Man Caves or something like that.
That sounds awful.
It does sound awful, but
no, trust me. Once I get a house, because my wife and I live in a condo, that's the issue. But once I get a house, trust me, the DIY is going to be out there in full force. I'm having the whole house done by DIY.
Nice.
That is pretty awesome.
That's a smart move.
Now, I saw that you guys are looking for America's Most Desperate Landscape again this year.
We're always looking.
Yes.
And, you know, we all see them, too, when we're driving down those neighborhoods. So, yeah, this is the official kickoff. This is the search for America's Most Desperate Landscape. And the people listening, your listeners, have until April 30th to apply. And that means going to DIYnetwork.com and submitting a video or pictures of how desperate they really are, because that's what we want to see. We want to see how desperate they really are. We want to see their personalities. And that's a little bit of advice. I'll give a little advice to your listeners right now, some inside advice.
Okay.
And what that is, when you do a video, if you submit a video, okay, and we've all seen this where you put somebody on camera that's very shy.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Yeah.
You want somebody just the opposite on camera. You want somebody with a lot of energy and with a lot of personality. That goes a long way, because let's face it, at the end of the day, it is a show. It's entertainment. So not only do we want to teach people, you know, what we're doing, but we also want people that are engaging and entertaining. So that's important, not to put somebody on camera that probably doesn't want to be on camera.
So a question for you, because you just pre-answered the question I had about the videotape. It's incredible. should they look at hiring you as a spokesperson for them for your show?
Well, we can negotiate that.
Yeah.
But no, I would let's say you get, maybe your neighbors are interesting, but I would definitely put somebody on camera that's engaging and entertaining, because that definitely piques the interest of the producers and myself when we actually see the video and we're weeding through all these. We want people that are going to be fun to be with and engaging and entertaining on camera. So, yeah, it's important to do that.
Well, we like that as viewers, too, as people that are ridiculous. And I've been told many times that my husband, Mark, is well, a little bit hard to take sometimes in person, but he's perfect for, you know, radio and for television because, you know.
Yeah, once there's a distance.
If you're kind of annoying, you'd be awesome on TV.
Once there's a distance of a satellite.
That's interesting because yeah. I have the same relationship with Goose. He's very annoying, and he bothers me all the time, but we seem to make it work somehow.
Well, he's fantastic on TV, so I don't know what that says, but. So you travel around all the time for the shows. And one thing that Mark and I were saying right before you called in to each other during the commercial is, what do you eat when you're traveling around? Because you stay so fit that I can imagine that you're going to all kinds of events and you're on set and on a
contractors are famous, as you know, for living on McDonald's and potato chips.
Yes.
And, you know, throwing the bags in their truck. And we've been on enough TV show sets where craft services comprise of a giant bag of M&Ms. Seriously, like a real diet question. What do you do? Like, how do you not eat all the stuff?
It's interesting you guys brought that up because that's something that I fight with all the time. I mean, obviously, my other life is fitness. That's my other life outside of this. And you have to take, you know, if anybody who's serious about fitness, it's always in the forefront of their mind. Like, in other words, when I travel, the first question I ask when I get to the hotel is, where's the closest gym?
So, nice.
And people are like, how do you go work out after a day's long? I mean, I'm working all day. I'm like, well, I wish it was as simple as just working all day, but it's not. You still have to get into the gym. So it's really just a matter of staying dedicated to eating clean. And you're right, because catering services, that's basically what you get. It's a smorgasbord of candy, usually. So you have to do your due diligence. And I always tell the producers, I'm not a diva. Let's get that straight right off the top. But if they're going to bring food in, just as long as they got grilled chicken breast on the thing, I'm happy guy. That's all I need.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, it is harder, but you have to just, find a way to eat better when you're traveling.
Now, and do you have the moments where you're just like, look, it's 9 o'clock. I've been here since about 12 hours before 9 o'clock. I'm starving. Man, that cake looks awesome.
Of course. My weakness is chocolate chip cookies. I mean, you put a plate of chocolate chip cookies in front of me, forget about it. It's 4 or 5 of them. But, you know, that's why I work out hard, so I can afford to have those few things every now and then. You know, otherwise I wouldn't be doing it.
Oh, that's great. And do you find, I mean, I'm totally in, like, I go to the gym a lot, too, and fitness has been a theme in my life for as long as I can remember. And do you find that actually, let's say you've just been lugging rocks all day and being on camera, it all takes energy out of you, but if you go, and I'm making it up, run on the treadmill for a half hour or do a weight set, that you feel better the next day?
Always. Yeah, I always. Like you, working out and fitness has been a constant in my life ever since, you know, I was 18, 19 years old. So it's just something I instinctively do. So I always feel better. If I go 3 or 4 days without working out, I feel terrible. But if I stick to my schedule, which is pretty much 5 days a week, then I always feel better. So it's very helpful, when somebody practices and keeps up with a regular routine.
That is so cool.
That's sweet. How did you get into it in the first place? Like, what was your entry point? Like, were you on the wrestling team, or did you weigh 10 pounds?
I actually, I was always an athlete. I was an athlete as I was younger. So I was always into, the perspective of working out as it pertains to the sport. But I just then fell in love with working out and weightlifting and, seriously got into it. And then got certified and then was a trainer for a long time. I actually, when I first moved out to New York, my first gig was Men's Health Men's Fitness, their model, and then also a trainer for them. So I did that for years and enjoyed it a lot, but that obviously wasn't my main goal. My main goal was acting, funny enough, and then I fell into this whole genre of home improvement because that's what I grew up in. I mean, I'm a licensed contractor, and so it was an easy fit for me. It was just perfect. And that's a nutshell, basically, of
now,
20 years of life.
Yeah, well, mine's one word.
Let me bring something else into the picture. I was checking out the Dream Dog Park that you're working on. And that you just broke ground, like, a couple weeks ago for the Beneful renovation project. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, that is outside of, I mean, that's something that I'm doing on the side.
Yes.
With Beneful. It is a dream dog park, and it's an amazing thing. But we might be shooting it this year as part of a special. But anyway, that's, you know, we'll see what happens. But I'm excited about it. But I'm even more excited about the search, though.
Well,
the landscape. I mean,
you know, that's an incredible thing to be able to win a $25,000 makeover for your yard. I mean, that's absolutely, like, it blows my mind. Like, who doesn't want to have that?
Well, exactly. Who doesn't want that? And the thing is that, you know, when people think about it, because a lot of people spend a lot of their time, money, and energy on their inside of their house, right? And they always tend to forget about the curb appeal, which is huge, because if you're looking to sell or buy, the first thing people see is the curb appeal. And if it's not there and if it's desperate, they're probably not even going to want to look at the house. So it's important to really spend the time and energy. So if we can come in, obviously, to a desperate situation and transform it into an amazing space from worst to first, then who wouldn't want that?
Worst to first. Love that.
Worst to first.
I'm using that.
I am so going to use that.
I'm passing that off like I invented it.
So
I am not for
motivated. All awesome degrees you guys can use worst to first.
Even trade.
So when you're traveling around and everything and you're making over all these landscapes and you live in a condo, right, with your wife, and you're thinking, you're like, you have this dream of having a house where you can have 14 man caves all dedicated to your own personal hobbies and everything like that. Now, is there like an outdoor man cave that you fantasize about too?
Always. I mean, yeah, all the above. We've done some outdoor ones recently, too, that were like a beer garden. We did a beer garden man cave for a guy in his backyard. So, yeah, and something like that is always appealing, you know, because we have great shows on DIY that have to do with backyard, like Indoors Out, and, you know, the backyard makeovers, yard crashers, that kind of thing, that really focus on the backyard and really make it almost an extension of your living space, which, I will definitely do something like that when I get my own space.
That would be really cool.
You know, you sound both like a seasoned veteran and a 12-year-old boy. You know, when I get my license, I'm totally driving to the store. And then at the same time, it's like, yeah, who else could be doing better than you?
Well, it must be really hard, though, because you're traveling around and you're helping out all these people with their landscapes and with, you know, trying to make over man spaces. And you come home and your wife's there and she's probably been home all this time. And you walk in and it's like the woman, like woman land probably at home, where she has everything where she wants.
Well, most guys can relate to that. And that's what I try to explain to the ladies when they get upset that we're doing a man cave and not a woman cave. I'm like, it's basically, and most of your husbands out there will agree with this, is that we usually agree with the wife. She usually dictates what it's going to happen in the whole house. And we usually just say yes, dear, because it's, you know, happy wife, happy life. But, you know, we just want that one tiny space. If it's in the basement or in the garage, we don't care, where it's our stuff that she doesn't like that we can put in there and, you know, you have your own space.
Well, I'll tell you what we don't like is that we have to take a break. So we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life. I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a wiffle ball clear across the street, my kids all yell and scream like that's a superhuman feat.